stores have voted to unionize since late 2021. But none of them have secured a labor agreement with the company. Lawmakers in the Senate are set to take the final steps to send legislation on a $95 billion foreign aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to President Joe Biden for his signature. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio.
And the previous program was Leonard Lopate at Large, heard weekdays at 1 p.m. here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for Quantum Medicine with Dr. Kamal Kakai. It is 2 p.m.
Welcome to this edition of Quantum Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Kamal Kakai, healinghealthservices.com. Well, those of y'all been following me over the years know my passion and interest in the significance of the advances in physics, particularly quantum mechanics. But if we go back to the 1950s, there was a Japanese man named Yoshio Nakatani, and in Germany, Reinhold Voll. And they actually outlined the meridian system, and they showed that acupuncture points are points of least resistance on the body's surface. And guess what? That was like new information in the West, which had really only dealt with electromagnetic fields with Maxwell Faraday in the late 1800s. But here we are now, because it's more than just acupuncture meridians. We realize that there's another layer of energy matter organization. We understand that human beings actually have the power to alter this energy. They can change electrons into waves, from waves to particles. I mean, it's really fascinating what's happened. But that really hasn't translated into an actual change in medical care and understanding, because we still confine consciousness to the realm of placebo effect in psychiatry. Well, today, you know, we have what I can call asymmetric development, because we have all this technology that's advancing, but human beings do not have the consciousness to really embrace it in a way where it's going to serve humanity. It's serving a lower vibrational ego state that's aimed on more domination and just creating more conflict. And truly, humanity is going through some serious growth. But today, I want to feature some technology that I find totally fascinating, because it's looking at human beings at the photonic level and is able to translate energetic changes that are going on in the body to a way for us to begin to appreciate what's actually happening in our body before it actually happens. Because we're talking about is on the light, it's on the energetic side before it manifests in terms of tissue changes. So today I have a guest who is really taking this field by storm, right? Really following the work of a Russian physicist who I actually had the opportunity to meet this weekend, Dr. Korotkov, who has really pioneered a lot of the science behind developing a technology that isn't just measuring electromagnetic fields, it's actually looking at photonic energy. And it's totally fascinating. So my guest, Nima Farr. So he's a PhD candidate in natural medicine. He's a software engineer, and his field of study is light. Right. Understand that light, because many of us, we get so stuck on visible light, we don't realize there's a whole electromagnetic field that's out there, and we get caught up thinking if we can't see it, it's not real and it doesn't exist. So we're here to really put that to rest. So welcome, Nima. How you doing?
Thank you, Dr. Jamal. Great. Grateful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. We just had an amazing workshop and seminar The photonic emission from the human body and the meanings of the patterns. So it's great to be here.
So why don't you give a little bit of background about the technology that doctors and health professionals around the world are beginning to use?
Yes. So this technology is based on Kirlian photography. This is something that came around in the 1970s. There were a Kirlian couple in Russia that, and based on pure accident that they discovered this phenomena of how by applying a very small electromagnetic impulse to different objects, you can actually see an emission from the photonic emission from those objects. And by studying the patterns and how much energy is being emitted, how many photons, the pattern of the photons, all of those will give us so much information now about the holistic wellness or the photonic wellness of the system. And this is very powerful science because based on the research of scientists and the biofield or the photonic information that we're seeing being emitted from these different systems can give us a lot of information about, their wellness and how they're operating without even having any kind of symptoms or having, effects into the physiological layer of the existence. So this way, we have maybe 6 months to a year heads up of what issues may be going down, that route of chaos or disarray. And we get to focus on them and in very, easy ways of maybe changing somebody's diet or, working on their habits or their, things that they do on regularly on everyday basis. Then we get to really help people to move towards a journey of wellness instead of having to wait until they have symptoms.
That's an awesome way to start this. And I want to take a look into the technology in terms of the measuring. Like, what are we actually looking at? Because, I referenced early on about, the acupuncture meridians that actually exist in the body. And I know this takes advantage of that understanding. So what exactly, how does this work?
Absolutely, yes. So we have the camera system, which is a Kirlian photography camera. And what we do is that we send a very small electrical impulse and we scan the tip of each finger. And the reason that we use the fingers is because the endpoint of our meridian pathways are at the tip of the fingers. And by exciting them, we're really drawing information about how much energy is actually passing through these energy highways or pathways and how much of that information is coming back. In a way of photonic emission. And by studying those patterns and the way that energy is responding, then we get to understand a lot about how energy is flowing, within those pathways.
One of the big rubs against energetic medicine, people doing pranic healing, Reiki, Qigong, all of these things is like, everyone says, oh, I feel better, I feel good, but you have no way to actually document that, to look at what's happening at the energetic body. Western medicine is very concrete in that sense. And of course, there's a place for that. But in my mind, imagine the whole notion of checking your vital signs actually changes. So, we're looking at blood pressure, heart rate, your temperature and respiratory rate. But we're also looking at your energetic makeup to see where there are blockages, where you actually need help at. And I think that is part of the fascination I feel when I hear what you're doing and stuff. So why don't you share a little bit about just your experience with that and working with the American medical affiliated medical community. What's the reception been like?
Well, we're looking at the health and wellness in a completely different way, using this technology and based on Newtonian physics and what we already have in today's medicine, we have an upward causation through that. So we believe that by taking something, a medicine or a pill, that will digest in our system, turn into energy, and it will go to the areas that need help and healing in order to bring the system into balance. So that's a way of looking at health and wellness and based on Newtonian physics, based on the laws that we have. But now we have to deal with, when we're looking at energy, when we're looking at photons, when we're looking at health and wellness, this is more of a quantum field because it's not something that we can really touch, doesn't have weight. So, it is a part of that quantum quantum field. And a lot of, you know, characteristics of a quantum field will apply into this motion of looking at the wellness of a person. So this is more of an, instead of being an upward causation, it's more of a downward causation that we believe that through working with energy first and by maintaining focus and by, you know, continually bringing balance into the energetic system, that that information in turn will reside within the system and influence the physiological system. So two completely different ways of looking at health and wellness. And as you said, you know, there's definitely the need for both. You know, if we're at a point that the physiological system has already been influenced and affected, then of course, you know, we're blessed to have today's medicine and, you know, all the amazing research and the knowledge that's been shared, and we've saved billions of lives, you know, using today's medicine. But now, you know, we have some people that are not, you know, to that point yet. And, you know, there needs to be some sort of a program for them to be able to maintain their health and wellness. So that's when the, you know, the quantum energy, the biophotonic research and that way of working with the energy body comes in. And as you can tell, you know, somebody that's trained into a medical field, they're not going to have the understanding of the quantum science, because they've been trained on the Newtonian physics and looking at the health and wellness in a different point of view. But what we talk about here is that, you know, if you truly want to get to the bottom of, you know, what is the causation of issues in different people, then we need to look at health and wellness in a holistic, integrative way. And, you know, that's when these technologies become, you know, very handy and very powerful in order for us to, you know, have more understanding of the condition of a person.
So, you know, go ahead. I was going to just add in. I just got to add this in because, you know, Newtonian physics, that just becomes a subset of a larger quantum physics reality. It's just a subset, because what people forget is that matter is still energy. It's just a dense form of energy.
Exactly.
Everything's still in motion. So,
I mean, yeah, we have it saying E equals MC squared. So energy equals matter times the constants.
Right. So, and part of our fascination with the dense physical body is because everybody's pushing a product. I mean, the whole pharmaceutical, you know, field is just based on manipulating that. But then you watch these advertisements where it's doing one thing, but it's causing all these other effects because you're working at the lowest vibratory level. So what if you could work in a different space within a person? There's so much more you can do.
Absolutely.
So that's what is exciting. And you're right. Doctors have really been limited in terms of their education and how this is actually presented. I remember my thesis in medical school was on physics and medicine, and it was a question whether it was going to be accepted. Because I'm talking about things that are there in physics, but yet, you know, there's not a willingness to, like, let's go beyond just biochemistry and look at this. So we're going to talk more about this, because at this point, you've done thousands of scans. And in the second part of the program, we just want to talk a little bit about, like, what you've seen, or, you know, just things that have come up, because that's what's pretty fascinating. And I'm so excited to be exposed to this and have the opportunity to learn this. So for listening audience, you're listening to Quantum Medicine. This is Dr. Kokai. I'm talking with Nima Farshi. We're talking about the BioWell. We're talking about an applied quantum physics technology. You can go to biowell.com, but for now, just stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Greetings, listeners. This is Dr. Kamau Kokai. WBAI needs to feel your love. Since the 1960s, you have heard members of your community share their passion and enrich your lives and the lives of those around you. Health, science, the arts, news, it's all here at WBAI. So nurture the station that nurtures you. Become a WBAI buddy. For as little as $10 a month, you can make a difference and continue to feel the energy and passion of all the producers that are trying to give you the best. Go to give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. Blessings.
Greetings and welcome back to Quantum Medicine. Dr. Kukai here. And before we return to our guest, Nima Farshi, and talking about this new revolutionary technology, guess what, folks? You're on listener-sponsored radio, so we need your contributions. You can go to WBAI.org. You can become a buddy. You know the routine. Hey, it's time to call 212-209-2950. Make that contribution, make the difference, because you're being nurtured with information you're not going to find out from the CDC, at least not yet, right? You're not going to find out from the FDA, at least not yet, until folks get re-educated. So it's really important that you make that contribution here to WBAI. You can go to WBAI.org and certainly can make a contribution. So back to our guests, and we're talking about applied physics here as it relates to health, and we're talking specifically about how to look at the body's bioenergetic field, read that, and make a difference for people. So, Nima, I'm going to bring it back to you just to talk about the work that you've been doing.
Yeah, for sure. So, to give you an example of our audience of like, you know, how could we use this science, or, you know, based on the scans that I've done, like what I've seen. So, you know, I'm the prime example of it myself. I went through a healing journey myself about 12 years ago. I had severe heart palpitations, and I went to my regular doctor. They did some checkups on me. They hooked me up to an EKG machine, and they came and told me that I have to, they have to rush me to a cardiologist because I had abnormal EKG. So same day, I went to a different appointment with the cardiologist. They shot me out with dyes. I was running on treadmill to see if they can pass their stress scan. And after 2 hours of testing, they came and had a meeting with me, and they told me that I have to put a pacemaker. Otherwise, they couldn't.
And you were a young man.
yeah. I was 33 years old at the time. And I was a semi-professional soccer player, semi-professional wakeboarder. Didn't have an ounce of fat on my body. And this came as a huge shock to me because, you know, all my life I really spent a lot of time focusing on my cardiovascular health, because this is something that runs in my family tree. My grandpa passed away at 41 from a heart attack, and my dad had to put a pacemaker at 31. So, you know, I was doing everything possible to...
This is before COVID vaccines.
Oh, yeah. This is right. Many, many years ago.
Can't blame that.
Yeah, I wanted to understand how I could, you know, bring healing to myself without doing invasive measures and putting a pacemaker for me. So I started to travel the world. I would go to all different types of, you know, seminars, and I would meet with top level doctors and holistic healers and shamans and, you know, anybody that had any way of bringing healing to us in a natural way. So during this process, I learned so much about how to meditate, how to work on myself, how to work on my energy body, how to work on my emotions. But I didn't have a way to check myself to see, okay, if I'm sitting here meditating, am I really influencing my energy centers? Am I really, you know, reaching that level of coherence? So I was in search online to see if there's a technology that can show us the flow of energy. And I found a technology called BioWell in Russia. And, you know, at the time, it wasn't really available here. And I wanted to, you know, learn more. So I had to travel to Russia and do my education on it and learn from the inventor of the technology, Dr. Konstantin Korotkov. And, you know, I brought the device back with me to the States, and I started testing myself every day to understand what is my initial, what is my baseline of my the energy, you know, balance and flow of my system. And then, you know, use different essential oils or different types of meditation or Reiki or, you know, all the sound healing, all these different modalities that were non-invasive and were available to me. And by doing this this game, this is a game for me, that I would, you know, get a baseline, I would go get these modalities, come back, and then I would see what shifted. And whatever that was a positive shift, then I would start working on that to, you know, to bring healing to myself. And one of the most powerful things that I was doing is there is a way that we can do a stress scan to see if you're holding different food or different supplements or something like that, how does that influence our stress level? And through this process of... you know, working with myself, I realized that whenever I hold on to caffeine, like Coke, coffee, or spicy food, then I would see my stress levels that would increase dramatically. So, you know, just bringing this information and going through the process of elimination, getting rid of things in my diet that weren't really resonating with me. Within 6 months, I realized that, you know, all my palpitations were gone. I remember the last time I had a palpitation. And now it's 12 years later. that I have a, you know, deep understanding of my own system now. That, you know, even to this day, if I go back and if I have like a lot of caffeine and, you know, have a lot of spicy food, then, you know, I can still trigger my system. But from this understanding, I realized that it's actually my stomach that's sensitive, that is causing my palpitations. And by working on my stomach, I was able to get rid of my symptoms. So that's just an example of like, you know, how we can get to the root cause of different issues. And of course, I had a lot of emotions that was holding on to. And, you know, I need to understand how to release them, how to forgive. And it just, you know, became a journey of self-discovery and how to really live a high-resonating life. And, you know, from my understanding and my journey, I realized that our health and wellness are directly they're directly influenced by our mission here and how we're, you know, living our lives. And if you're in resonance with our life path here. So there's a huge connection between consciousness to the biofield. And I see that every day with different people of how when they work on their energy body and the emotions that's not residing within them, then how they're able to, you know, really work on themselves and bring health back into their system.
Man, you said so much that there are a few points I'd like to focus on. One, the idea that testing with the bio-well, you actually see how the body is stressed, meaning where is all the photonic energy going to? It'll show you that, like, what part of your system is actually taking the impact. So even though your heart was feeling it, you could actually then see the connection with your stomach and what you were eating. And the idea that, you know, this is like people use kinesiology like to test things, but now you have something that's literally measuring the body's energy directly. So
yes, a more scientific way of doing kinesiology.
Well, they can
anybody's attention influences your results.
But the other thing that I really like is that it shows different views. Like there's one view that shows the chakras, right?
Yes.
Can you say something about that particular, you know, analysis?
So, yeah, the chakra view, and we call it nervous centers for people that, you know, they don't resonate with that word. And, you know, chakra, there's a negative connotation with a lot of people with the word chakra, but chakra, all it is just it means wheel in a different language. So in Sanskrit, they call wheel chakra. And what a wheel is, something that it rotates and it turns. So, and that's what we experience with the energy body, that the different energy centers, they have, they're like a vortex of energy that they have this specific movement. And from our experience, people that have psycho-emotional issues and they have, you know, issues with kind of like resonating with their higher self, then those people will have a lot of variation in the movements of those energy centers. So that instead of, you know, having a very tight vibration and being like, you know, really high, you know, in specific location and like, you know, just vibrating in that specific spot, then we see that people that have psycho-emotional issues, there's a variation in those different energy centers. And then we get to study the emotions that are related to different centers that are, you know, more out of balance. And by working on those emotions, then we can get rid of a lot of blockages within their field, and that, you know, creates that environment for them to be able to heal themselves.
Now, I got a kick out of doing my own readings. I said, oh, wow, my chakras are aligned. This is great. But when I looked at my physical body, I said, dang, I got some work to do here. So it can actually help to pinpoint at what level that you actually need to do the work, because sometimes it's not the emotional level.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we see with the system. Yeah, we get to see whether something is related to emotions or is it more based on their habits or their lifestyle, so we can really make that shift for them.
Right, right. Any other cases or just examples of application that come to mind? And maybe you can even talk about some of the environmental sensitivity stuff.
Yeah, another case that I see it, it's very common for a lot of people that wear glasses, that, you know, when our vision starts to get influenced, there's many cases that I've seen, you know, it's hundreds of cases that I've seen, that whenever we have blockage throughout the spine and throughout the, specifically around the cervical zone, that those blockages would directly influence our vision. So, you know, again, something happened to me. I'm a trainer, I'm an educator for a company, and I deal with thousands of practitioners around the world. So I'm usually sitting on Zoom and having conversations with people. So I realized after a few months of doing this that my vision is getting very blurry. So I went to a doctor, eye doctor, and they did some testings on me. And they told me that I need to wear glasses, that my vision was influenced now. So, and I was really upset. I got the glasses and I came and I started measuring my energy to understand, okay, how can I help my own vision? And, but paying attention to my spine, I realized that, you know, just based on my posture and the way I'm sitting every day on the computer, that I'm creating a lot of blockages around my, the higher levels of my spine. So I took my measurement to my, massage therapist, and, I had like three different sessions throughout a week, with a massage therapist to specifically focus on the, on my spine and the back of my neck to really get rid of, you know, any kind of stagnations that I had. And after that week, when I wear my glasses now, I get a headache. So now I don't use my glasses anymore at this point because, you know, I continue to go and get the massages and I work on my posture. So now I get more energy that comes to my head and to my face, and that, you know, prevents me from having to wear glasses.
Wow, that's amazing. And I have to be frank, that's not something that I have thought about in terms of making that connection between the cervical spine and vision. I mean, certainly headaches and stuff like that, but, you know, I mean, there are all these, you know, eye exercises that people are told to do forever. But
yes,
that's a very unique presentation of that. So, wow. So what kind of practitioners are using BioWell right now?
So we have pretty much any kind of practitioner that wants to educate their clients visually of what they're doing. So on a before and after scan to show them how energy shifts, because this is real time analysis that we're doing. So that whatever that we do to people, you know, throughout their energy modalities, then we can, you know, within the few seconds or minutes, rescan the person and then see exactly what shifted in their energy body to educate our clients more, because, you know, a lot of people that get these energy modalities, they just feel more relaxed afterward. But, you know, we get to educate them why they're so much more relaxed. Again, you know, the energy from what systems, right, you know, became balanced and got added to what other systems in order for them to be able to feel more relaxed.
Right. You know, in this culture, we don't really emphasize like the cultivation of moving beyond just a 3D awareness of what's going on.
Exactly.
And we find a lot of practitioners that work in that zone, and they go by various names, but this is an interesting tool for them to actually have and to work with. But that's for a whole nother story, because we're about to run out of time. So I want you to give some connections, both for maybe practitioners, for the people that are interested in learning more about this, just in terms of the public. How can they reach out, you know, and find out more?
Yes, absolutely. So our website is GaiaHealers.com, and that's GaiaHealers.com. So that's the center. That's where we have the technology there. When we serve, we have educations that we sell with the technology. And that's where we make viable certified practitioners. And we also have a private community for anybody that's interested in the holistic wellness, to understand more of quantum physics and its relation to health and wellness. We have a private community, which is called lightworkersapp.com. And that's LIGHT workersapp.com. So that's our private community that anybody interested can you know, request to join. And would love to stay in touch and you know, educate you guys about this fascinating.
I just want to say, you're working with people like Joe Dispenza. You're working with EE Systems.
With
lightweight technology. It's awesome. But folks, yes, definitely don't sleep on this. And as always, I say, consciousness wants to express itself through you as you. You are the one you've been waiting for. Blessings, and be back with you next week.
On Wednesday, April 24, 2024, veteran Black Panther, distinguished author, award-winning radio journalist, and U.S. held political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal of Philadelphia turned 70 years old in his 42nd year in prison. The Free Mumia Abu-Jamal Coalition plans to be in Philadelphia to demand his release, marking 70 years of resistance in the city of so-called brotherly love, Philadelphia. For bus tickets and details, go to freemumia.com. That's freemumia.com, or call our hotline, 212-330-8029. That's 212-330-8029. 8029. When we fight, we win. Release all political prisoners.
This is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
Testing. Tune into Cat Radio Cafe Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
Displaced playwright on Tuesday.